There could be quite an increase in slip and fall lawsuits in Massachusetts come winter. The state Supreme Judicial Court has reversed a centuries-old understanding about when property owners can be held liable for someone getting hurt in ice or snow. With an explanation of the new and the old rules, here's WBUR's Andrew Phelps.
Yeah, I know Deb's been telling you all morning about highs in the upper 80s, and nobody's thinking about shoveling snow. But in 3 or 4 months, the white stuff will fall again on New England, and some people won't shovel. Listen to the quiet rage of this Bostonian, Chase Wickersham.
Storms last for 2 weeks here. They shovel their sidewalk, what, once, and then they leave it for the rest of the 13 days, and it's just ice. I mean, you can see it. You know, they got people who take care of their sidewalks and people who don't. It takes 5 minutes.
It's infuriating. And what if someone gets hurt? It's the property owner's responsibility to clear snow and ice. So if someone slips and falls, the property owner is liable. Right? Well, mostly. Way back in 1883, a woman sued her landlord after slipping on the icy steps of her apartment building. The court ruled the landlord had made a reasonable effort to clear the steps and could not be liable for the, quote, natural accumulation of ice that followed. That decision opened a tiny tort loophole known as the Massachusetts Rule. Fast forward to December 2002. Emmanuel Papadopoulos parks his car at a Target store in Danvers. The parking lot had been plowed, but some of the runoff refroze. Papadopoulos slipped. Papadopoulos sued. Target invoked the Massachusetts Rule and won the case. Then yesterday, the state's highest court stepped in, overturning that rule and siding with Papadopoulos. Writing for the court, Justice Ralph Gantz said, "We do not accept this rationale where a property owner knows or has reason to know that a banana peel has been left on a floor by a careless customer. We have long held that the property owner has a duty to keep the property reasonably safe." In other words, it doesn't matter how the ice got there, it's the property owner's responsibility to clear it in a reasonable amount of time. But as attorney David Frank of Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly points out, the court did not define reasonable amount of time.
If you have a situation where you let snow stay there for weeks as opposed to, you know, hours, that's going to be an easier case. But when you start getting down to whether a day is enough or whether 2 days is enough, that'll have to be worked out as we move through.
So, a new gray area. But the court's point is this: no more excuses for icy sidewalks. Massachusetts finally joins every other Supreme Court in New England in seeing it that way. Take this Rhode Island Supreme Court ruling nearly 40 years ago. A landlord armed with an ample supply of salt, sand, scrapers, shovels, and perhaps even a snowblower can acquit himself quite admirably as he takes to the common passageways to do battle with the fallen snow. For WBUR, I'm Andrew Phelps.